Blog Talk Radio.
Picture of them. They're a little dirty. I've had them for a few days already, so they're a little dusty right now.
We could get the police guy.
True. Did you just say they are? You could have lied and said they wasn't.
But I don't want to be truthful. They are.
Jerk.
Okay.
My shoes is crispy and they're fresh.
They're closer than everybody else.
Actually, you know what? Nah.
Yeah, they got a crease in them too.
Yeah, they got a little. I've had them for a few days. You know what I'm saying? But whoa! I did not dog my shoes.
Just in the crease of the top. You gotta be lightly. You know what I'm saying?
I walk. I'm.
That's some tissue. I got newspaper at the top at night.
Oh, Jesus! You really want me to take? See, for those of y'all don't know what the chew paper and the toe thing is, look, I will explain it to you. When your shoes come fresh, new in the box, brand new shoes, crispy in the box, there's paper and stuff shoved in the toe, so that it keeps the form of the shoe, which you're supposed to do at night. Now you're supposed to keep that balled up piece of paper. You ain't supposed to throw that away. You don't throw that paper away, boy. Ladies, you don't throw that piece of paper away. You take that piece of paper and you shove it back in your shoe. Then, look, I'm going to school y'all. This is how you keep your shoes lasting like mad long time, okay? After you have worn your shoes, please wipe your shoes off. A little wipe off ain't going, you ain't got to go through a full-fledged cleaning. That's once a week or once every 2 weeks, depending on how OCD you are about your kicks. I'm a once a week kind of guy. I got to buff mine out once a week, Chrissy.
Once a week?
Once a week. You take your shoes off your funky feet.
Ooh, once a week.
All right? Let them air out. Don't just start shoving paper in stinky shoes. That's stupid. That's
spray some Lysol in.
Thank you. Let them air out a little bit. Spray a little Febreze maybe.
Febreze,
a little Lysol up in there because for right. Now. Lysol does something that Febreze don't do, though, y'all. Facts.
Right.
It gets rid of germs that cause smells. All right? So those of you right here, like, oh, my feet stink because they're sweaty. Nah, dude, I got sweaty feet, too, brother, and my feet don't stink, okay? Because your feet, you ain't cleaning them, so.
Right.
Get in between you. Before you put on the fresh kicks, let's start from the beginning, okay? Before you put on the fresh kicks, wash up under your feet, the top, the side, okay? All in between the toe jam, getting your toes, if you have to, I'm lucky. My girl, if I ask her nicely and buy her things, she'll give me a pedicure.
That's nice.
I ain't gonna show you damn.
Oh, you covered.
I got, yeah.
You didn't do nothing nice.
No.
So
my feet don't get done often. They don't get done often.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
They don't get done often. So we'll get it straight right now. Right now, they don't get done often. But right. But now I will tell you this much though. You want your feet clean before you put them in the shoe. Now, right.
Take that order out. It will. Apple cider vinegar. I believe in that.
Some of y'all need that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We give y'all tips.
Right.
Tips.
This is real deal. Mm-hmm. Cause look. Okay, before let me finish. Okay. So you've cleaned your feet thoroughly. Now, don't go buying new shoes and putting the same rusty socks in the shoe. That's just that's dumb and asinine, okay? You don't do that, okay? You get you some new shoes, you go buy new socks, and you put the new socks on, they go together. So with clean foot, new clean socks, then you take your shoe out of the box. Now, myself personally, Chrissy,
yes.
and my pastor, my fam, I am a literally out the box on my foot kind of guy.
And then you preaching to others, okay?
No. I'm literally out the box on my foot. Now, after I straighten my feet out,
my
feet are right.
That's
first.
The key word. That's what I was looking for. Okay.
Yeah, but my feet are right first, okay? But then out the box, I don't go and relace unless I absolutely have to. I don't know. Out the box. However, they're laced up in it because they do. See, look.
No.
You see this right here? See this lace? Take a picture of that.
That's the reason.
Yeah. I really don't care about y'all thinking my shoes is dirty because I keep my shoes clean. This is actually the freshest pair of white shoes. This is the freshest my shoes have been. Now, when Chris is gonna post that up for us. She's gonna post that for us, and I want y'all to know what that lace is.
Ooh.
That there is the lace. That is that is. That was the other side.
Yeah.
Now, what that lace is, everybody, with that particular tie, that type of bow that's on there, That is the bow that they tie when they put your shoe in the box. I don't untie that, okay? I take it right out the yeah, I didn't tell. What fool? I know how to tie a shoe. Why would I tie my shoe like
that?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to get it closer for
that. Yeah, look at that. That's look at that. Even the other shoe. Look, booyah. Booyah. Right out the box.
At the store. Did you do it in the store?
No.
Or you waited?
No. Chrissy.
In the store?
That's how they're laced in the box.
Not,
yeah.
Did you put those on in the store?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm not eight years old. No. I didn't go shoe shopping with mom. I didn't go shoe shopping with my mom and then be like, put them stanky shoes in this box, put the new shoes on. No. Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do.
Oh, man.
No, I'm serious, though. So now you got the shoe out, you put it on, you've worn it, you come back home. Now, you take off the shoe off your foot, let it air out. Or if you got that special kind of foot, you gotta put the powder is actually a precursor to the foot funk.
Oh.
Okay. Now I don't really advise anyone to put powder in the shoe day one of wearing the shoe.
Not day one.
But after you've had the shoe for a while, you take the shoe off, powder. Okay. See, some of y'all don't understand why your shoes be stinking so much, why your girl be looking at you like, I know those your J's, but baby, leave them outside. And you be like, oh, baby, somebody go steal my J's. Look,
here's right.
I mean, I'm the same way. Baby, I can't be putting my fresh kicks out there because my shoes are too fresh. Somebody might steal my shoes. And look, some of y'all know your boy. I don't, Crazy, you know me. I haven't been really keeping a fresh pair, okay? And that's only because situations and circumstances that are going on. My bank account and my life operate a certain kind of way that didn't allow me to buy tennis shoes or anything, really. See, at least he was making it to the check. See, I was about to check the Sunday. And that was... I'm trying to get that every. I want that every day, Luke. By the way, Bookie Boy. So, man, I can't cut no hair. I'm a good hair model, great hair model. By the way, shout out to Chrissy, Ladies First Barbershop. She hooked your boy up. Bomb fade. Even though she got my beard looking like my man Samuel L. Jackson from.
She got that crisp line. People see you, they see that line.
I'm not. You know what? I can't even really say. Boo to Chrissy about it because it actually is a fresh cut. It's a super fresh cut. I appreciate it.
You want a fuller beard?
I do. I like my beard a little fuller.
Okay.
You know,
we'll do that next time. You gotta just consult with me.
I was trying, and that leads me to my next point.
Your wife said,
fellas, leave your wives at home. Don't bring it to the barbershop with you.
I tried that.
Okay.
Mother's either.
Fellas, leave your mom. Fellas, if you go to the barbershop between now and forever, whenever you go to the barbershop,
right.
Look.
We were here, though.
I mean, it's real.
You know how we get on.
Well, it's, you know what, though? It's not even that. It's like, look. When you go get your hair cut, all right, and you go and you get your, you go to your barber, you go to your regular barber, you go to your regular Earl. Earl's like,
Earl?
Yeah. I want to tell the story. So everybody has.
But it's always a man thing.
Right, but
I'm not. I never get to come through the door.
But Chrissy.
What car are you carrying? I don't care.
Chrissy, I'm the 1% that has a female barber.
you're wrong. You're wrong. I've been talking to different people, clients, every day. Yeah.
Well,
then
they come see you, but.
Yeah.
All right, all right, okay, you know what, if anybody out there else besides me that has a female barber, call in and let us know, 347-989-8508, or hit us on the Facebook page, Pastor Mike Radio at facebook.com, all that good stuff, or send a smoke signal, or a homing pigeon, or a messenger midget, or something like that. And let us know how you feel. I feel that there's not very many fellas out there that will legitimately stand up and say, Yeah, I get my hair cut by a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I say 1%. So now, back to my tale of misfortune and peril. Go get your, fellas, when you go get your hair cut and you go see good old Earl or Kathy or Stan or Felicia or Antoine. Either Antoine or do Antoine or Antoine. Either one, whoever's cutting your hair.
Deuce, somebody.
You know, Deuce, Shotgun, Smoke, Will, D, Lil D, Big D, Fat Albert, Skinny Albert, Long
Craig.
Ron, Craig. There's always at least one barber named Craig. You know, you go to a barbershop, if you go,
Craig,
if you poke your head into a barbershop and yell Craig, somebody's gonna say, yo,
there you go. You back there smoking.
Craig in the back. What you want to hear, women?
Newport.
They back there smoking in Newport. I'll go get it. Hey, Craig. And by the way, as usually the nigga that can't cut hair, so you don't really want a Craig cutting your head.
Ooh, that cigarette in his mouth. Ooh.
Craig was dope in the hood. He had a bomb lineup in the hood, but he kind of shot and got laid. But anyway, so when you go to your barbershop, fellas, dude, leave the women folk at home. And I ain't just talking about girlfriends either. I'm talking moms, sisters, homegirls, relatives, aunties, workmates, any, you know what I'm saying? If someone's driving you to the barbershop and it's a female, I don't care if it's granny, man, and they driving you to the barbershop, tell them to come back and get you. Or leave you proper bus fare or Uber fare. We are in the 2000s, we're in the future. Leave you the proper Uber fare.
Shout out to Uber.
Shout out to Uber. I'll be working for y'all soon. Leave you the proper Uber fare or bus fare or cab money or number that she can be reached at to bring you back home. Because see, what's going to happen is this. And you know what? And Chris, that wasn't the first time. That wasn't the first time.
I'm not sorry.
No. Not with her. No.
Period. I said we leave the mom, the wife, the home. They take them in the barbershop.
But no, what I'm saying is, though, that's not the first time that I got my hair cut and I had a female with me.
Ever saying something? Oh, my God.
Unless you are already a person who cuts hair, which would make sense to me that you wouldn't say shit because you know that the person that's cutting the hair, the technician also got the job under control because they're going to say, well, I come, yeah, right. So another barber behind you is going to say, hey, man, I've been cutting hair 35 years. You're going to say, right. Now, here's what's going to happen, though. Fellas, and for those of you that ain't never experienced this, I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you this now so you won't have to fall into this trap. It happens. This is real business right here, and I'm sorry that it goes down. Wifey, I'm sorry if you're mad, but this is the real. No one ever wants me to. Oh.
Nigga's code word is not my fault. This man is here talking on his own.
I am.
I'm out of it.
All on my own.
Shout out to T. Wow. Thank you.
Came in with the meat.
Yeah.
So, but here's what happens. Fellas, you'll sit there, and you'll go to Earl, and be like, what you going to get today, boss? And you're going to say, give me my normal. And now me, my normal is a number one guard, slight taper, line me up proper, I'm out. You ain't got to be shaving me up. You ain't got to be a Michelangelo on my head. Just, no, I'm serious. I cut my hair at home, so I know them as guards. But those of you that are barbers out there, that's probably like, blade, guard,
my God, there's more.
Tony just brought us meat. By the way, for the handful of y'all that don't know.
I saw you with the mitten on.
Yeah.
Look at the mitten. Let me get a picture of that.
He was sneaking out there. He was sneaking out there.
That's
getting
one of those old mitts. You see
it? Little mitt right there.
Ooh,
right
it's all burnt on the side.
He had it for a while. I was just thinking right there. But look, no, apologize. He brought meat. It's not your fault. When you go in there and you talk to Earl, and Earl gives you your normal number, you know, whatever, you know. You know how I like Earl. Give me that logo with the taper, my line on the left. Wifey is going to say, mama is going to say, sister, homegirl, cousin, next door neighbor, the chick you work with, they all going to say the same thing. You know, I think he would look good if he just had his sideburns about, like, just a few inches shorter than what they've been. And no one wants to hurt the lady friend's feelings, so we're like, oh, yeah, Earl, do that. Then you end up with a haircut that, it's not a bad haircut, mind you, it's just not what you normally get, so you feel a little strange about it. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Shout out to fellas who let their girls go to the barbershop with them. I understand your pain now. I'll never do it again. So with that being said, folks, we got a shorter show today. Blog Talk Radio was having some issues. We don't know what the deal was. Fast Mike is still here in full effect. We're still doing our thing. You know, since we've had the issues today, we decided, you know, we're going to get a little bit of drinking in our lives. And with that being said,
smoke a fatty, I'm vibing. Bad bitch, but diamonds. Ask Poppy, are we riding? I'm like, nah, mommy, we climbing. Take a peek over the horizon. Take a look down the blood rising. We're thousand deep on these islands. We saucy up in these climates. You can't hold me down, so let up. You muscle niggas need to catch up. We know your bitch made, so fess up. No respect on my name when you rap us. Party time when I come play. We around the world where we gon' stay. We just started and it's just made. You can kick it with us for one day. We young, baby, so what's up? We double brushing like nunchucks. We keep it real for you, numb. Nuts and educating you dumb fucks. I stay rude cause you stay fool. You lucky I don't come with a harpoon. That's all folks like cartoons. Walking tall like Chris Vaughn, but out of the world like Krypton. Wedding crashes like this vine. But then again I'm like booty tanks. I party hard with my boots ain't. And why the top we in there? Long hair I don't care. I turn up you gon' stare. But some stress I don't bear. I got Hennessy and good weed. Come with me let's party. Hey ladies go crazy. There's wine and Bacardi. Party party party, party, yeah, wine and Bacardi. Party, 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 wine and Bacardi. I got Hennessy and good weed. Come with me, let's party. Hey, ladies, go crazy. There's wine and Bacardi. Party, 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 yeah, wine and Bacardi. Party, 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 wine and Bacardi.
I got Hennessy, Bacardi, Bam Bam, Rizzotti. One light, one dark skin, I'm Vivian, let's party. Ecos boys get gnarly, Cali trees like Marley. Damien got Bob here, plus Ziggy and Kimani. One night, I'm turned up, that mellow level is cool.
It's cool.
My sights instruction to hammer your whole crew.
I will.
I'm stumbling the right way, got plenty bottles for every day. We smoke good like Snoop Dogg, but don't drink that high like. I'm real chill, no ice box, but party like a rock star. Lil G for Bam Bam, Scream Bow for Pick One. Tay down my road dog, so everything gets on us. We build the right track like Fresh Boat and Go Nuts. What club don't want us when open mics get turned up? Everybody say Echo Boy. If we hit the party, so follow us. How you feel? It's Friday, so smoke one and get drunk. We came to party hard, so baby girl, come join us.
I got Hennessy and good weed. Come with me, let's party. Hey ladies, go crazy. There's wine and Bacardi. Party, 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 party. Yeah, wine and Bacardi. Party, 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 party. Wine and Bacardi. I got Hennessy and good weed. Come with me, let's party. Hey ladies, go crazy. There's wine and Bacardi. Party, 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 party. Yeah, wine and Bacardi. Party, 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 party. Wine and Bacardi. We smoking good, fresh out the hood, not living good and love it. I'm on my way, so get out my face, cause I bring the flame with ignited. Light it, light it, light it, light it. Boy, test begin and get fired. I know I'm the one you admire. Just a brick and I'm the empire. Bring no girls, we about to get louder. Let's take some shots to get faster. There's drink the games to get master. She told me go a bit faster. I said,
how about a bit slower?
With your legs over my shoulders. That long stroke when I fold her. Now her mind's got a little older. These big waves we surfing. Young successful and stay splurging. We taking over, we purging. Got the strongest train of that. I'm so bold, so I'm clowning. These haters love me, but frowning. I'm a lethal weapon like Gibson. Off that straight Henny, I'm tipping.
What up, fans? It's your man, Jay, Miss Chrissy.
Yep, yep.
Back in the building. So, Chrissy?
Yeah?
How you feel about people looking through your phone?
Yeah. You know, I already said that. I agree. Don't scroll to you. 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 Don't scroll
the phone if I feel like it that day. But, you know, I got to have a reasonable, you know, whatever to go through it.
Yep.
That'd be something. I ain't feeling something, man. Something ain't right.
Right.
You know, as cancers, we get that intuition thing, you know, going on.
That's true. That is true. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
y'all ladies, mm-hmm. when y'all get the women's intuition, man, ain't nothing right there.
Oh, my God. We got to go investigate.
We can't do nothing.
Mm-mm. And they say, you look, you will never find. Oh, I'm looking because I want to find.
See?
Then I'm going to kill them all.
Oh, see?
I'm just kidding.
You know what I say about that?
I'm being honest. You asked me a question. I'm telling the truth. Kill them all.
You need a cupcake. Oh,
shout out to Money Craig on the cupcake on Saturday. Thursday. Stan's birthday.
Cupcake business, man. Cupcake business. All right, man. I'm telling you, look. A couple of folks I know, they got the med card, right?
85.
Mm. 85 away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, okay. I'm not, I don't know. You ain't fighting me. I don't know what's
you can't
what.
Just be yelling out numbers like that.
That's right.
Yeah, I thought you was about to give me $85.80.
I don't care.
I was about to get
next week on my check. When I get that check, yeah.
I thought I was about to get paid.
You know I'm taking checks.
Thought I was about to get paid in this time, man. Telling you. Yeah.
That's your payment. $85.08? You ate six at the time? I mean, a nickel and 3 pennies?
I want my nickel and 3 pennies, too.
Wow. That's $85.08.
Ooh. You know what happened to me today?
See, the trigger sound. I
yeah.
never said that.
That's
funny. I know it was.
It's the things I just don't like. Like, I hate when I go to the store and I give them my money and they can't give me like, all my change. And like they save me, tell me some dumb shit like, I don't have any more pennies.
Get one up off the floor. It's plenty of them.
Honestly, I say don't tell me. That's what I honestly say. Honestly, I say don't tell me.
Just cheat me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to check it anyway.
Yeah. You know, I was really not, man.
I know. It's too hot. But I'm just vibing with that.
You know what? I know somebody else is probably going to chime in with that, man. My man, Doc, is in the building right now. He just called in. Yo, what up, Doc?
Doc is in the building.
What up, everybody?
Hey.
Good. All right. So y'all got it up and running?
Man, before we ask you anything personal, how do you feel about not getting your penny when you pay when you paid your good money for some shit and they like the dude say I don't have any pennies to give you back in your change? Does that bother you? Because it kind of bothers me today.
They might be keeping it for like them homeless people or something. You know, normally when I get that penny change, you know, I try to put it in there. But if you just, like, hoarding pennies, you know, I'm going to look at you like something wrong with you. Like, nigga, you're a grocery store. How do you not have pennies? Mm-hmm. Or what's your problem?
It's one on the floor, Doc.
That's
it's one on the floor.
See, that's what I'm thinking. Like, take your ass in the back and go get that roll and bust over. Quit fucking with me, man.
It's the one on the way to the back. It's on one on the floor.
Give me the other 4 cents for my trouble.
I mean, my thing is just like, okay. But what are you going to do with the pennies? You know what I'm saying? Are you 999,099 cents away from like 1 million? Is that 1 penny really going to make a difference, or is it just is it just the principle?
It's mostly the principle. And then I'm one cent away from being a millionaire, and it's the principle. But mostly the principle.
Right. So if you 1 cent of being you 1 cent away from being a millionaire, that means you buying the drinks tonight, right? Right?
What? Huh?
What? Yeah.
Drinks?
Yeah.
How you think I became a millionaire? It wasn't by buying broke niggas drinks.
Oh, that's cold blooded, man.
He's
a cold piece, homie.
I learned it from white people. Oh. Anyway, so.
oh my god.
I said it out loud, right?
I said that.
That's what I said.
That's what I called him too.
So, look at that. Oh, okay. I thought I lost you, bro. Oh, I got all kind of shit going on here, man. So, Dodd, man, what's good, man? Look, I just want to give you fair warning. I've been drinking. I've been drinking.
We both have.
So, you've been drinking too, though, right? I hope. God, I want you to be on the same level I'm on.
Me? A little bit, but shit, man, I'm 6'8", so it takes me a while to get to the level you on. Right now, I'm just, I'm actually laying in the bed, man, and my daughter's sitting there next to me.
Okay, so
yeah,
you can't turn up.
By the way, how'd that diaper change go? It went cool, you know. She, yeah. That was bad, man. That was all bad. You know, if you could have saw it, man, it was. You wouldn't think that that color poo and that smell comes out of a little person.
I'm telling you. Let me just ask you a question to make sure that we confirm the same thing, because I hate changing babies' diapers. Because it's always, I don't care what you know about a baby, it's always a surprise. You be like, oh, he look like he took a dump. Open up, it's just wet. You know, or you like, oh, look at him, he's so happy. Over, you take it out, it's a whole pile of green.
Or babe, tan.
The best thing I can tell you is when you have a newborn, you know what I'm saying, the poop is like real insignificant. You know what I'm saying, it's just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But as they get older and start eating more, you know, you're going to have them times where they literally, like, shit out their clothes. Like, literally shit out their clothes.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Huh?
You a granddad now, right?
No, nigga, you nuts?
But a baby.
Man, if I'm a granddad. No, this is my daughter, fool.
Wow.
Shit. I'm 60
years old.
I got to redo all of my
returns. 80? Grandparents?
I thought he had.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know. You're
a new baby?
Baby's having babies.
How old is your baby?
She's one. She's one.
Oh.
Yeah. This is my little mama. I mean.
Yeah.
I feel kind of only a little retarded. Actually, just only a little. Just like. Like, if you can measure the thickness of paper, that's how stupid I feel right now. I really thought it was a I thought you said the baby that just came out was the grandbaby. I really did.
No, Jay. Jay, I'm only a year older than you, man. I'm 40, dog. I'll be 41 in September.
Oh, wow. We just put it on out there.
Okay.
I'm going to be 24 next week, dog.
Well, no,
you
should be.
Damn,
I'm about to be a granddad. I'm about to be a step granddad, I'm about to be a step granddaddy.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
No, I got an 18-year-old boy, man. But if he, you know, come up, he's like, "Hey, pops, you know what I'm saying? I got a baby on the way." You know, he's gonna get murdered.
Yeah.
That'd probably be his last statement, huh?
Yeah.
So, pop, I got a baby on the way. Well, okay. You know, might as well go ahead and plan your funeral. Game on there, buddy.
Yeah. I got some legal advice for that kid right now. Rewrite his will. Write his will now.
I got somebody who's going to strap that baby up.
Immediately.
Oh, strap the damn right will. I don't think this. Y'all don't know. This is my boy right here.
I know that.
We old boys. Y'all don't know. He hit me, though, the other day. We're in actually an abusive relationship. He hit me.
Well, you know what? He hit me too on that picture. He did that so. That, by the way, that picture. I didn't know that until afterwards. You know that?
He hit me hard, and I cried a little.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
That picture the other day.
She's talking about the picture.
So many people want to know about it too.
What do they want to know?
That dude, I said that dude was just hilarious.
He's like, who's the genie licking you on the side of the face?
I didn't even know he was licking me on the side of the face.
What? I was chasing your hair grease.
All right, okay. I'll save it for later.
Ooh.
I'm not cheating.
Have mercy. Have mercy.
I said I'll wait. That's the new one I've been working on.
Somebody actually liked my set last night, I'm assuming. She said I was hilarious, so I guess she liked what I did last night.
Oh, it's like 60-some people liked it.
Yeah,
maybe more now. I didn't even look. It's maybe more now.
Yeah. So now that we've talked to you for like the last 15 and 20 minutes, let everybody know who we're talking to. This is Dion Doc Amos. I call him Doc the Truth Teller. One of my closest friends in comedy, man. This guy right here is super tall, super funny. military dude, man. He's all about that action. Not
wait,
Sigma Phi. There we go.
I just heard somebody say, "I bet it's little too." Who said that?
Huh?
I heard you.
Oh, she made. Oh no, you made her make little.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm only like 4'1". You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Whoa, calm down. Calm down,
huh? Hey, I don't know if that's included. I'm talking about nothing else now.
We're all friends here, man.
We're
all friends here. We ain't finished attack you, man.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I'm talking about you taller than me. I'm 4'1".
He's a giant, man. I'm telling you. Man, no, but, Doc, tell us your background, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself that the folks don't already know, man.
Oh, man. Born and raised out in California, man. I'm a South Central product. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of brothers and sisters, man. I've pretty much been like an outgoing soul my whole life, man. Easy to talk to. Easy to get along with, you know, until you cross me. But, you know, did some time in the military. But, you know what I'm saying? It's like I've always taken on a big brother role with a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just, you know, that's my natural thing. You know, comedy, to me, you know, people say, you know, you're natural at it. That's probably because I've been an asshole my entire life. But, I mean, you can't have 17 brothers and sisters and kind of not be an asshole.
Okay.
You know, so.
Damn it.
Yeah.
There's hell of y'all. Jesus,
yeah,
your
No. Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
I'm
about to
say,
now.
Your mom was still the same.
She's still the same.
The devil was an angel, too, but, you know, we're going to leave that alone.
That's true. Right. Let's say that for the Sunday show.
Oh.
But, But for real, 17 of y'all?
Yeah, 17 of us, man.
Shit. I know you said you had a big family, but I wouldn't think about 17 siblings, though, man.
Yeah, and I'm the oldest. Like, it's a lot, man.
And you're the oldest?
Yeah, I'm the oldest, man. It's crazy, but, you know, it's still a few of us that, you know, saying that we don't know. So, you know, I've included them in the 17, so it's really 14 of us that, you know, that we really know and interact with each other. You know, I got two brothers that are police officers. One's in Idaho. Another one's a sheriff in L.A. I got another brother that's a personal trainer. And then my sisters are pretty much all prostitutes. And, yeah.
Love
them.
Damn. Wow. And we got to keep
them 100.
Yeah. So now you were in the Navy, right? Make sure I'm telling the story right here. You're in the Navy, right?
Yeah, I did Navy. Right. Yeah, 14 years, brother.
Wow. Congrats.
You're not still active, are you?
No, thank you. No. I was active duty up until 2011. That's when I got out. And, you know, when I got out, I went to culinary school, graduated from the Cordon Bleu.
Oh, you were a cook, huh?
He ain't brought no samples
or nothing.
I'd be glad when something, man.
I didn't know nothing about that.
Out your eyes?
Yeah, can we get some bacon and a piece of bread?
Another motherfucker forever posting when he cooks. Always posting. Homemade white chocolate macadamia cookies.
Right.
I didn't even bake them. I just made the dough.
That's 19 to get not one thing.
Hey, bring me cookie. I could get a chip.
Hey, man. Hey, man, I made some taquitos the other night, man. It was just ridiculous, man. It was just ridiculous, you know.
Such is life. I'm going to start showing up at your house, man.
Yeah, we don't need to come. You don't need to come to us. We'll come to you.
Remember, I ain't for this.
Right.
She'll invite me. She's going. I'm going past, and then going right to the CEO.
Nice. I see you get there, Jay. We get the results that way.
If I keep dealing with you, you the middleman, dude. I gotta go right to
the captain.
So what's up, y'all, man? Y'all ready for the night, man? Y'all ready for the night? Y'all ready to act up tonight?
No, I can't, man. Tonight, Money Plays. They're celebrating the marriage of Mr. and Mrs. Cole.
Congratulations to my brother and his new wife, Mrs. Coldwater.
And Doc is
you
no
got
yeah,
a hell of a job. Miss Coldwater.
10 minutes, huh, Doc?
Miss Coldwater, man, you got one hell of a job ahead of you. But see, you know what? I'm gonna tell you something, Jay.
Yeah.
I said I was gonna roast you, man. I was lying, man. I ain't gonna roast you, man. You my brother. I can't do that to you, man.
Oh,
so,
man,
that's fucked up. Dude. I wrote 7 pages on your ass. Dude.
He did like
I know. I know
like
you did. I know you did.
No,
I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's sleep. See, and then oh, hold on. Come here, baby. My wife just came into the room. She cooking. I'm on the radio show right now. So this they say hi, Miss Dot.
Hi.
I don't know if you guys
What are you cooking? What are you cooking?
What's she cooking? Coming over there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's cooking. What are you cooking?
Oh, I'm cooking. Oh.
What? Oh, she's making cheese tortellini.
Yeah. What is that?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm
what it is.
Well, can we come try it?
No.
We'll try.
I'll see y'all niggas. Starving niggas.
No.
I'll see y'all tonight. Relax.
Well, bring us some then. Well, bring us some then.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Nah, but I will. I will say that, you know, Jay, man, Jay is arguably, you know what I'm saying, one of my best friends in comedy, man. The first time that I, you know, ventured into Money Plays, man, he was, you know, really the one to really welcome me in, you know what I'm saying, and really kept it. You know, he kept it 100 the whole time that I've been there, you know what I'm saying? So I've always, you know, so I've always valued his opinion, you know, as far as what I do, you know what I'm saying, when I get up there, man. And when I'm up there, you know what I'm saying, I know that, you know, I really got to bring it, because if he's going on after me, you know what I'm saying, he might tear it down. So it's like I always got to one-up that dude, whether he know it or not. I'm always gauging myself against him. But it's friendly, you know. It's not to make him look bad. It's just friendly, you know.
Yeah,
well, he over here like da 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 da.
No, actually, no.
Like,
I'm,
okay,
I'm,
now
no,
you
no,
here.
No, that really made me feel proud. Cause
I see a tear coming out of his eye.
Shut the fuck up. That's funny, baby. You can't trust black folks with shit.
A tear coming out of his eye.
No, honestly, no. That. Thank you, Doc, man. I appreciate that, man. Cause you're my boy, man. And you know what? Honestly. It's like I tell everybody here, man, I cannot be around people that are trying to do like I'm doing and just act like, you know what I'm saying, and just act like you're not there. That's not fair. You know what I'm saying? I could have something that you might need and vice versa, man. That's not cool. So, yeah, if I see somebody come in, do that look like promising, that might be nice to me as much as I'm going to be nice to them. Yeah, it's a give and take with me. You got to be nice back. I can't just be, I can't be nice to you, then you be a dick to me later. But, you know what? Fuck, you know what? Thank you, man. I didn't even know you thought of me like that, man. Thank you, bro. I'm going to go shut the fuck up and accept it, man. Thank you, bro. I didn't know you even thought of me like that, man.
Yeah, you, Jabri, you know what I'm saying? You guys, man, you guys are some funny cats, man. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
so, you.
You
know, I've seen some people get a – oh, and Victor Hernandez, you know what I'm saying? That,
oh,
you know, they come up here.
Victor's retarded, man.
My man Donnie Johnson, that's my mentor, man. You know what I'm saying? Donnie Johnson is, you know, by far my mentor. You know what I'm saying? And these are all, you know, Vegas comics, man. And that's, you know, that's one thing I will say, you know, about comics out here in Vegas, man. They, you know, they do support people. You know, they support each other a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
you'll see a lot of the same faces. You know what I'm saying, at a lot of these venues, man, and, you know, they don't have to be there, man, but, you know, they're there supporting. So shout out,
yeah,
man, to Vegas comedy, man. Jack Slammy, dog, man, it's this.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Jack Slammy. Shout out to Jabri. Because Jabri come out, you know, Jabri be coming out, he don't even perform half the time, man. He just be coming out there to see us. You know that, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
He used to see us, you know, sometimes. So that's what's up, man. I did that for the first time Thursday. I wanted to go up. Don't get me wrong. I wanted to go up, but I actually had this good time just chilling and watching everybody else do their thing for once. Just relaxing and watching everybody do their thing.
Yeah.
We got
yeah.
And you, look, some of y'all, Chris, well, you had a chance to see him.
You already know.
Yeah.
I'm saying that dude was hilarious. You didn't see my post?
I'm going to tell you right now, everybody that's listening to the show right now and can hear this man talking, I tell you right now, Doc is one funny motherfucker.
He is.
He don't tell a single joke. All real
stuff.
All
real shit that happens.
I mean, there's only been like one time you have gone on stage and told something that I just really outright couldn't relate, and that's only because I didn't live that particular lifestyle. So that was just that. But everything else that you have ever told up there, I was like, that nigga's stupid because I just did that this morning. I was like, that was me too. Hello. Today. What the fuck?
Hold on, here it is. I know you're looking for it. Here.
And that's really all you want, dude. You want people to relate to you. Even if you, like me, I just want to make people laugh, but you know what? Ain't nobody gonna laugh if they can't relate to you. I mean, I tell you what, you got to be the most relatableest motherfucker ever.
Right. He go right to
be
the
on stage. Get right to the point, man. Uh-huh. I mean, come on, dude. Who else is gonna chase a lady down in their high heels? You off your job. He chased this lady down in her high heels, and she was really trying to get away from you, dog. And he chased her down to stop her and say, you precious bitch.
I mean, she has to know.
You know, and I feel for now. I sold me 100. Because when you said it, I was like, hell yeah, dog. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
That's everyday, dog.
Yeah, dude. That's hell yeah. I was thinking myself, though. See, I don't have that kind of gumption. She would have been running for no reason. I'd have been like, I don't see nobody, and I'd have kept walking.
You made him run on somebody.
That whole made me even more funny because it's like, dude, you weren't really running. You were just really kind of jogging where she was in full run because your drive is amazing.
I don't know, man. I could have got out of breath. You know, I'm a little out of shape now, but yeah, man, shit. You know, I told my wife that, and she's just looking like, she's like, what the fuck was she running for? Like, I've tried to figure that out myself, you know. But that's nothing I can't say, man. I cannot tell jokes. I've tried to tell jokes, man. I can't tell jokes. You know, and some comedians, man, they can get up there, dog, and they can tell hella jokes. And it's good. You know what I'm saying? But I can't tell jokes. But I know, like, some of the shit that happens to me or has happened to me, you know, you just sit there and be like, for real? Like, man, you can't write this shit down. Like, if I really, like, went into a lot of the shit that really happened, like, I used to work at a welfare office. So you can just imagine the kind of shenanigans that went on in that joint.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't over. Believe you me, it ain't over. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
I remember fighting one of those.
So, look, see, there you go.
You had a fight in a welfare office?
Well, she hit me first, Jay, from behind. I remember with paper flying, and you know the poles with the hook?
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere.
You hear this thug shit?
I went to jail for that, and I ain't do nothing.
You hear what I work with?
Was this out here?
It was in Cleveland, Ohio, no.
Oh, okay. It was in Cleveland, okay. Okay, I was about
she's a damn captain. Mm-hmm.
Y'all gonna hold that down, but go fast.
Yeah.
You want to see.
She's from Cleveland, and I'll give her that.
Thank you.
Hold on, my daughter's starting to stir up. Let me pick up the girl. So you guys get to hear Doc in real life here. Come on, baby. Come on.
Okay, we're here.
Yeah, y'all get to hear Doc in real life, man. This is me. This is what it is. Aww. You know, wife and Eric cooking. Normally I'm the cook in the house, but I'm sorry. No, wife is no longer cooking. Wife is eating. Go ahead, sit in your chair, baby.
Oh, man.
She said, never mind. She's
sit in your chair, mama.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that ain't doing so?
Yeah,
that's
mama's about
they
to get
do.
Your food.
They get their food. My wife is getting the same way, man.
Boy, it's a cold world. She couldn't even say, hey, babe, dinner ready. You know, so I just walk in and she down there snacking.
Right. In there. Talking about, oh, the food's done. That's what mine do. That's her. My mind is, the food's done. I know. I can smell it.
And you're eating.
This is recently now. They're in the bed laying down when she's supposed to be cooking. I can smell the food. Yeah. When I get down there, she made a whole plate, eating and everything. I said, she goes, oh, the food's done. I said, I know. I heard the timer go off. The timer go off. Here
I am. She done microwaved the whole meal, huh?
No, I heard the oven go off. She said the timer on the oven. She had made a peach cobbler. Yeah, she said the timer usually she cook it till she smell it done and whatnot, but she had left and came back. She said, I set a timer on the oven, so I was like, all right, whatever. Yeah. Oh, wife
makes a bomb. What kind of questions you got for me, man? This ought to be good.
Let me get my ass out right now.
Tell us how you got started.
How'd you get started
with this? I got started on a dare. On a dare.
Wow.
Yeah. My brother is his name is Marion, man. He's out here, man, real good, it's my bro. And I kept saying, man, I'm gonna get up one day. So he kept telling me, man, you ain't got the heart to do that shit, man. You ain't funny like that on stage, though. You ain't got the heart to do it. Now I said, fuck it. So my first time ever going up was at Boomers on Sunday night. Like I say, the host is Donnie Johnson out there, man. So he, went on and put me up, man. And, I did it. And I honestly, this was probably about 5 months ago, man. And
what?
I was about as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs, dog. I didn't know what to expect, because my background is a rapper. So I've been rapping for years. And
what?
Believe it or not, I got bars, but
we need 16 of them before you leave here.
Uh-oh.
Nah, that ain't happening.
I don't need that.
If you want 16, then you're going to have to rub my feet. That's only 16 you get.
I can rub your head. I do hair.
You only got 8 toes?
I do feet.
You only got 8 toes?
No, my feet are 16 inches long, Miss Coldwater. I heard you back there. You real funny. But wait, that is
Coldwater. Not on public. Anybody here?
Okay.
Later on, y'all. But you got a dare. And you did that.
Yeah,
5 months ago.
It started at the dare, it's like heroin. Once you get that first high, man, you hook, and you constantly chasing it, man. And for me, it's just improving, just trying to get better. Every time I get up there, I'm trying to get better, man. Trying to get funny.
I would never know it was 5 months ago, for real.
I've been an asshole all my life, man. So that's where the natural shit come from. I'm just naturally an asshole.
Yeah, I know. I was with a Marine for 12 years. I know. And I deal with them today. I know.
Yeah, that's a different kind of special. My hat's off to you for that one. Big time.
Wow.
So now you've told me before, but I forget stuff. What does good? Okay, shut up. I told him to shut up. So in the Navy, you were a master at arms. What was that? What exactly does that do?
Military police, man. Military police. So we do what police do. We just do it on the base. Right.
Yeah, I know about you guys. You guys get cookies and everything. That's crazy.
So why don't they just call
I don't know. They shouldn't be.
Well,
look it above. They set next up to top flight. Metro.
I'm pretty
good. You laughing, guys? I'm on that base every day. It's top flight, and then it's you guys, and then Metro.
Then it's
fair enough.
CSI.
And then
forensic and all that?
And then the president.
Oh, the president. I don't know, Jay.
Out of the 14 years that I was in the Navy, I was military police for 12 of it. My first 2 years were spent as a plane captain working on the flight deck of an aircraft carrier.
Oh, wow. That's the guy with the baton that just steered the jets around, right?
Right.
That guy?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, you know what? I think that's the best job to have in the Navy, man.
Doing shit, but direct the shit.
And as soon as all the planes leave, you go chill, right?
You gotta hope you direct your right.
You guys think that's the coolest job in the Navy? You guys go try that. Try working on the flight deck in Iraq.
It looks dangerous as shit. I just thought it was cool because they were like, when they show them dudes do it, they look like they're having a good time. They're like, they're doing pit moves and shit. You know?
Like the
I mean, you know the old saying, looks can be deceiving.
That shit's probably like dangerous as fuck. That's a dangerous job, right?
Extremely.
Yeah, no, I've seen video where cats get sucked up in the engine.
I saw a dude get his hand chopped off. Yeah,
it's a dangerous job. It's a super dangerous job. You gotta keep in mind this though, Chrissy. When you know your job is probably one of the most dangerous jobs that you can have.
You have
no other choice but to have fun at it, right?
You try
and make light of the situation. I mean, it's like, dude, today's the day I might go die.
Right.
I'm gonna moonwalk off this bitch.
You walk out. You know what I'm saying? You might as well go out with a bang.
I mean, it just don't make sense, man.
What else y'all got for Big Fella?
Anything I wanted to ask, I already pretty much know, or I'll just. It's personal now at that point.
I'm about to say the people don't know. The people don't know it. The people. The three and four people that's listening to the show right now, they don't know.
Four.
He's about right. That's how many are listening right now at this moment. It's all about the archive.
They go back. You know, everybody at work. You know, they at work.
You know what, though? Yeah. Honestly, like, there has been times, though, when we've looked, I've looked in, like, the day after we've done the show and posted it. It's been, like, 22. You know? And, like.
That's good business.
That is. You know, for a podcast, trying to listen to you live, that's awesome. Because those 20 people are going to share it.
I'm with that.
I'm okay with that. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty dope. Shit. You know what?
We want some food.
I got a real good question for you. Actually, I got two, not to mention food, but I'm going to ask this one right here. Who are your comedy influences as far as, like, stand-up comics? And do you or who do you think you pattern yourself after? Who do you feel that you match close to that's out there right now?
That is a good one. I'd say Kevin Hart is my motivation.
Okay.
Because Kevin Hart tells it from the short person point of view. You know, all of his jokes is geared towards him being little and. You know, basically, he's giving the middle finger to the tall people, to us tall people. So me, myself, you know, being one of the tall people, so now I'm, you know, telling it from the tall people, and I'm giving the middle finger back to Kevin Hart.
Right. Okay.
I love Eddie Griffin. I think Eddie Griffin is a real funny dude. I think he doesn't get the – I don't think he gets the recognition that he should. Due to whatever reason, but that dude is funny. My other one, I like Mike Epps in movies, but I don't really care for Mike Epps on stage.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you bigger.
You know, He's not funny on stage. He's good in movies, but he's not funny on stage, man. I've seen him a few times, you know. But, of course, you know, Richard Pryor, Paul Mooney, Red Fox, Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, you know, these, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, these are cats that really, you know, that really paved the way for us, man.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
I like that you went Eddie Griffin. I met him. I got a friend that know him, and he is a really, really funny dude. Really,
yeah, he
really
is. Funny. Well, if you got a friend that know him, man, hook me up. Shit. Hook me up.
He had surgery. So shout out to Eddie Griffin on your getting well.
Stay off my plug. That's my plug.
Wait, you said he had surgery. I don't know, Eddie. I mean, you're not going to get any taller. Nigga, getting new knees ain't going to help you.
No.
Was he having throat surgery or something like that?
Yeah, he had throat surgery.
Yeah. So. A little problem with throat people.
Yeah, I was trying to surprise Jay with that, you know?
Yeah, but he surprised her with throat surgery.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Right.
We'll let him recover. I'm just kidding. He gets a fool, though.
I like your choice because some of those are my choice. The only one that you left out that's on my list that you didn't actually left out, you didn't put two on your list. One I can understand and one I don't. And the one I can't understand is Cat Williams because not everybody is really Cat Williams. But really, not Bernie Mac?
Bernie Mac, that goes without saying.
Oh, okay. I don't
even have to mention Bernie Mac because that dude right there, God rest his soul.
Man.
He was the realest.
He couldn't have been nobody realer.
Nobody.
No. No.
All the way to his dying day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, see, the only reason why I mentioned that is because of the simple fact that myself, Jabri, and a couple other comics that I've come across to know, we have that Bernie Mac-esque way of ours. We go to places where we should be scared to tell our jokes, and we tell our jokes. You know what I'm saying? Doc would kill in a black comedy club, but he's in there telling jokes in front of a mixed crowd right along with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I kill in a mixed crowd. I'm right next to Doc at an all black crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why when he said, I said, not Bernie Mac.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because Bernie Mac said it best.
Yeah.
I ain't scared of you,
motherfucker. All y'all is for it.
Right. Come
do
on.
You know how that, do you know how that joke even started? How that set even started?
Which one? I ain't scared of you, motherfucker?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a
no,
reason why that happened.
Somebody else is trying to tell me that story.
Okay.
Break it down.
Okay. So you remember he did that on Def Comedy Jam, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
There was a comic that went on before him, and I guess dude just bombed horrifically. He bombed so bad. No, it wasn't him.
It wasn't
but
him?
He bombed so bad. No, it wasn't Hamburger. But he bombed so bad that the crowd started throwing chairs at him. They start fighting, like, it got bad. So it took a while for them to get that back under control.
They
so Bernie Mac was the next one to come up. Right. No,
yeah.
They did not air that.
They did not air
Right. So Bernie Mac, when he came on, you know, basically he told him, hey, nigga, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers, nigga. I'm going to come out here and make you laugh. I'm going to take control of this shit, and this is what it is. So that's why that happened. That wasn't his original set. He just changed it, you know, to basically
because
get control of the crowd.
Yeah, he did that. That's a true person.
See, once again, that's why Bernie Mac's my man. It always will be, man, because I never knew that. I know the person before him, that particular episode didn't do as good as he did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he came in behind that person and brought it, but I didn't know that was like a whole big issue altogether.
Oh, my bad. You know what? And I forgot, man. One of my other comedians that I really look up to, you know, and I think he's one of the funniest people that I've ever seen is Donald Trump.
We need to fight him.
Because you, You've got to be a brave motherfucker to continuously get on TV and just say shit that fucking stupid. So my
dude, and say the truth that he said.
With that hair on your head.
Yeah,
honestly,
that's where I'm at.
I would probably feel more comfortable if he had a Klan hood on saying the shit he says, because it just, come on, man. You're gonna stand right there and say we're gonna build a wall to keep the Mexicans out, and then turn around, be not even 24 whole hours, y'all. The next day, no, he says something intelligent like this. I'm trying to get the Hispanic vote.
That was stupid to me.
Yeah.
How can you do that when you get that support?
That's like me walking up to you, Doc, and slapping you, and then asking you if I can hold the baby. I just cold slapped you in the face. Can I hold your baby?
I mean, that would actually be awesome. You know, the amount of murder and ass kicking that would follow that slap. But yeah.
You can hold the baby after, right?
Maybe.
Place the body. You know,
once those calves come off your arm, you know, you can go ahead and hold it.
So what you're saying is, if I slap you, that is the last thing of slapping I'm ever going to do. Is that what you're saying? I better make that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You will never slap another human being in life, because the next time you think about slapping somebody, you know, you're going to flash back to what I just did.
Hey, I will take a running start with that slap. From at least Decatur.
Just remember, if I can see you coming, you're in danger.
Uh-oh.
Damn it.
That's that military talk.
I know.
You're going that mode.
That's right there. I see you.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to shine a light.
No, that's that martial arts since I was 9 years old mode.
Okay, damn.
On top of that.
See, guys, Doc, here's what you understand. Yeah, I would never, first of all, Doc, I would never step to you unless it was total and utter anger. I have to, like, seriously, like, really mean my mad at you, you know what I'm saying? I just be like oh, when I see Doc, I'm gonna punch him. I gotta be like, old side, ready to go. And it's, you know, and I'm not frightful or nothing like that. Even if I didn't know any stuff I know about you, Doc, it's just this. Doc, you like 7 foot tall. You got an arm reach of a football field. I'm 5'11" and don't. So what am I supposed to do to that?
Oh, Jay.
I can honestly tell you that the best way to handle that is, don't tell me you're gonna do it, just do it. If you're gonna do it, just do it.
Right, exactly. Don't be, see, I'm not gonna
stick off my
shoulder. Real talk, I was like, if someone said, If someone walk up to you and say, "Yo, I heard Jay got beef with you," don't you believe it, because it ain't the truth.
Don't.
After the fact, that's when it's gonna be
laughing
cool.
Like you do. Like what I do?
Like, what I do? Jay ain't beefing with me, dog. Did you come to me, and if I say I'm, yeah, no, I'm really mad at you. Then it's a talk thing. But if I really want to fight this dude, I'm not gonna tell him I'm mad.
Right.
I'm not gonna be like, "Yo, after this set tonight, I'm gonna whoop that ass." Come on, dude. He gonna walk out, get ran over. That's what's gonna happen. I'm not stupid.
Oh,
I'm not scared, but I ain't stupid neither.
Oh, shit, man.
They be like, "Oh damn, you
got to
in the military." Nah, I ain't got nothing in the military.
Nah.
That dude like 6'9" with that can reach past me and punch you.
Man.
I'm good. No,
right.
I had to stop that. I know you don't know how you feel about that, but you just understand the respect that I have of your size. Of you. See, some guys wouldn't respect your size and still try and get at you, and I would just sit there looking and be like, idiot.
You have nothing to worry about, because I don't fight my brothers, man. So you're good.
You say what?
You have nothing to worry about, man. I say you have nothing to worry about, because I don't fight my brothers, man. So you're good.
I'm the same way. If I show you any kind of real love, dude, we ain't never going fist to cuff. Matter of fact, we're going to get the person that trying to provoke it. How about that?
I'll fight with you, but I'll never fight with you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'll fight with you, for you, and then over you.
Right.
Now, we ain't going to be fighting each other for dumb nuts.
Exactly.
But I swear to God, dog, when you punched me in the arm, dude, I almost forgot you was my homeboy, bro.
Woo!
Look. Look, and I'll admit, no, we was all just clowning around. And Doc came out, hey Jay, and wow, and I understand that wasn't his real force. It was a love tap. It was like a hey pal, how you doing, right? But you gotta understand that, see Doc, the reason why I hurt so much more than any other time you've ever like hit on me is because you cut the space between me and you in half, and that's why I hurt more. He almost put me back in my truck, and my truck was parked in the back.
Jay, I'm jealous right now.
I came back, and you probably didn't notice, but I came back and it almost squared up on him. I was like, don't you ever.
Like, give me a love tap.
Doc was like, oh, he was like, oh, nigga, shut up. I said, no, for real, dog, that shit hurt. He was like,
And he was
hit me in my shoulder.
Ooh,
and he was laughing because he thought I was kidding around.
Right.
And I pulled him aside and said, no, because that really fucking hurt. you really fucked me up over here.
I mean, I apologize.
You did. No, he apologized.
It hurt like that, Jay, for real.
And I swear to God, I'm not trying to drag it on and make it seem like you did something terrible, but it literally hurt the next day. Now, with my before thing that I said, not even knowing Doc, I wouldn't step to him, right? Because he's huge. All right? I would have to really, really mean it.
Yeah.
At that point right there, if for whatever reason there's somebody that's going to get into it with you, I'm going to give them advice. You might want to step back 10 more feet because he's going to hurt you when he hits you.
Look, I'm beneath you, and this is the side. So look where you are. Look where I am.
Doc, do you know the original selfie that she took only has like a portion of your shirt in it?
And I'm to your stomach and right to your, what?
I'm about at your nipple and she's at the top of your stomach, bro.
Well, that's because she just took a bad selfie, you short selfish fucker.
And I'm for
right, yeah, I know. Short selfies don't work with tall niggas.
They don't.
Right there, man.
But yeah, you see, analyze it. Wait a minute.
But I say all those amazing things about Doc to let the world know. I love this man.
I do too.
I love this man.
Always nice and pleasant. Every time I see him, he's always the same. He's different.
Doc's
always
a good
same.
Dude. He's always 100. There hasn't been a single time that I have not been happy to see Doc.
Right.
I may have been a little sad to go up behind the man, but I have never been upset to see the dude.
Right.
He has never, never, ever disrespected in a fashion where he would have to say, my bad, I didn't mean to disrespect
you.
He's laid back my ass. He's an asshole. He talks all the shit. But he don't mean no harm by it. And that's my dude right there. And as long as I can poke fun at him, he can poke fun at me. Just fuck. I'm not going to let that nigga hit me no more. I see you come up and say, hey, I am fucking running. I'm going to be like that lady in them heels, dog. You're going to have to catch me. Click, click, click.
Oh, my God.
Well.
Oh, God. Man.
Oh, man.
But you know what, though? That particular night, though, all together, though, that was an awesome night, man. Y'all don't know. We went to, me and Doug was at CEO together. It was right up the street from my place.
Right.
I know that.
It's a little small club, it's like right up from me, though. And, Awesome venue.
I'm actually upset that they shut down CEO, man.
Oh, they're shutting down the bar altogether?
No way.
No. They didn't shut down the bar. They just shut down the comic. Open mic.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. They stopped that open mic up there. Me and Doc was up there. And sidebar. You know what's fucked up, Doc? Dory told us don't say anything about the bar shutting down. I mean, about the open mic shutting down up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So me and you went up before everybody else, so we were all being mums about. Do you know that if he would have just let us just be cut blunt, dude, our sets would have been ridiculous? Because we went up there with that fucking attitude. We were still kind of like on the fence with it, you know what I'm saying? We were still kind of like, it might not be true, we don't know. So if we'd have known like directly that shit was over, I'd have acted a total donkey in there, man. I wouldn't have told a single. I told good jokes, but I mean, they wouldn't have been like, you know, put me on your ticket good. They wouldn't be. I need to come do. I'm trying to get me some places to get some money shows. Cause they'd have been. They're like, this nigga funny as hell, but he can't do no shows in public. He is nasty.
Yeah.
He is nasty. Man,
it. What really killed it that night, man, was the. Torres got up there and, you know, he announced that it was the last show. If you notice, like, people started leaving. Like, it was a straight buzzkill, man.
It was. He probably should have, he probably should have never said it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Or just let us know, oh, it's closing down. I don't give a shit.
Right.
Because I know me, if I'd have been knowing, like, this is it, dude, I'm supposed to go hard. We'd have went. I know I'd have went ham. I know you'd have went ham for sure. I know fucking Debris would have went hard. Who else was there that night?
I knew.
No, we both knew. I'm just saying, though, but the way it was presented to us was like, you know, we don't know, so don't say anything. So we had to go in there kind of guarded and go with our regular set. I think if we'd have been more on the lines of, like, after the announcement, I think me and you were, for definitely me, like I said, I know me, and I have a good feeling about you. We'd have went a little harder than normal. Knowing that had been the last time we'd ever been able to rock it up in there.
Well, if he would have told me that, you know, I could say something about it, or at least mention it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would have incorporated it, you know, into my set. But I just kept it cool. But you dealing with them selfish ass Africans, man. You know, nothing against Africans, but like they pulled some old punk shit. So
Yopi.
Right. Hey, shout out to Solo, by the way.
Much love to Solo, man. He can damn sure take a joke.
Hey, you know he want us to come up. He got that spot on Sunday. He want us up in there, man.
Where?
What's that?
What's the name of the spot?
Charisma.
Yeah, he wants.
He come check that out.
Yeah,
Saturday.
He said Sunday.
Saturday, I found out. I asked him. I'm like, oh, you the one over there? He's like, yeah, ain't where the money at.
You're
trying to get the money. That spot be jumping on Saturday.
I
don't know about Sunday. Check that out.
He said Sunday. I'm going in there.
Yeah.
I'm going in there tomorrow.
Well, then go check that out.
He's going to put me on the mic. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to turn Charisma into bad comedy.
I can say one thing about Charisma. The only thing
I can say, whoa.
I got free drinks in there. I know that. My first time in there.
That's the love. Solo, man.
I didn't
know
he wasn't in there.
Yeah.
Is Solo
going to
be there tonight?
He said he was. He said he was going to see me. When I left Thursday, he said he was going to be up here. He said he'd see me. He said he'd see me Saturday. So I am led to believe that, yes, he will be there on Saturday or today. All right,
well,
Then
I'll talk. I'll holler at him about it, man. So what? Solo's running his spot or?
No, he's their bartender up in there.
Yeah, but he's like the head bartender.
Mm-hmm.
He's setting up an open mic up in there. I think that's what it was. What he was doing. He's setting an open mic up in there for Sunday.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
He invited me once before, and I didn't really take it as like I want you to come there because I need you to bless the mic, come up there type of deal, or I want you to come up there for whatever reason. He was just like come out, and I'm like yeah okay sure, and unless you tell me, if you say, yo, Jay, come to Charisma, I'm up. I'm coming to see you perform at Charisma, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Come see me at a monkey ass. I'll be right there next to the curly locks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right there, eating popcorn, watching a man do his thing. But when you just say come up there and check it out, I'm not going to take you seriously, and I'm not more than likely going to come up there. Not to be mean or be a dude or anything like that, but it's just, you're not taking it.
Okay. So here's a question.
Okay.
Now I got a homeboy who's been locked up for 14 years.
All
right. He's still in jail right now as we speak. And he has a meme up on Facebook of a dude eating a chick's ass. And it says, this could be us, but you're going to catch feelings. Nigga, you've been locked up for 14 years. You're not getting out. Who are you really talking to?
You can't
post a picture of a dude eating ass and you in jail and you saying this could be us, but you're going to catch feelings. Who are you talking to?
And then second of all, you need to change your meme, bro. This could be us, but I got 14 more years to go. How
right.
about that?
This
about
could be us, but I'm never getting out. You know, I mean,
sorry.
But I got 25 with an L. You know,
right.
I could take that.
Right.
So you're going to catch feelings?
But catch, yeah. The fuck?
Nigga,
did you respect?
Nigga, you can't even get a conjugal visit.
Right.
Oh.
And you talking about eating ass.
Y'all went there.
No.
Oh,
that's really what it is if he eat ass, he going to catch feelings because he ain't going to get to eat another female ass again for quite some time.
Or
unless it's a generalization,
because
there are some people that just will just eat any ass.
Or maybe he's in there tossing salad.
Might be a very good salad.
Or
salad shooter.
Seems like she's upset back there.
Aww.
But it's her mama got her, so you know how that goes.
I hope so.
I'm
can't put the memes like that if you're in jail.
No, you can't.
Talking about some beating ass. This could be us, but you catch feelings. And
right. But I'm definitely looking forward to tonight, man.
Hold on. I don't mean to keep staying on this for a second, but sometimes it's hit my head.
How's he doing it?
So, okay, so the meme is, him eating ass, this could be us if you catch feelings. Nigga, is your ass eating game that good that you can eat an ass once and the bitch is fucking fucked up over you for the next, what did you say, 25 to the L?
Yes. Well, my question is, nigga, have you ever ate booty?
Right. You've been in there 14 years, and eating booty kind of just became famous just recently here.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm actually asking you that question.
Oh, me? Oh, right.
Yeah, you. I mean, nigga, I've seen your beard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, just with the beard alone, you know what I'm saying, you have the look of a booty snacking motherfucker. So I mean, if you do, you know that's cool. You know,
you don't have that no more. I took that off.
Not the booty eating part.
I'm on your defense, Joe.
I am a booty eater. I do toss my cool salad on a quite regular basis. Yeah, I am. You know what though?
I'm gonna excuse myself in this conversation.
It's gotta be clean though, man. You just can't just be just going and just.
Can't just... No, it's not even
you're taking it too far.
First
of all, our ass can be fan shitty. First of all, it can't be shitty off top. You gotta be, ladies, if you want your man to eat your ass, wipe properly first. Off top, be a proper ass wiper.
Front to back.
Actually, it don't even matter which direction
front
you do it in. Just do it.
Wrong. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. If a bitch is wiping from back to front, nigga, you run.
Yeah, run.
She is a disgusting individual.
That's serious vaginosis, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, the only reason why I say it really doesn't matter is just after the fact when you get done doing it anyway, you got splashing water on that shit anywho for me. So, yeah, as I said, front to back, yeah, back to front, left to right, side to side. Bitch, get you a wet wipe and a shower, and then come to this bed.
Oh my God!
You are disgusting. I have lost respect for you just because you said it don't matter which way she wipes. I'm cool. You know what, Jay? If I ever catch you trying to drink after me, I'm punching the head. I'm punching you square in the head. Dude. I'm gonna hit you hard.
I'm just saying. Well, wait, why are you asking me? Are you an ass knocker yourself?
Nigga, I'm married. My ass eating days are over.
It's over.
Nigga, my ass eating days, my sex days, all that shit, nigga, it's
done.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, you don't get to do nothing.
It's a wrap for me. It's a wrap for me, nigga. I live vicariously through my single friends.
Don't be putting that on live now, but we're waiting there now.
All right, so our little English lady just hopped on and gave us a fair warning. We only got a minute and 50 seconds left to talk with you, good doctor. Besides tonight, are you anywhere else? Are you got any shows popping right now besides tonight?
Nothing that I know of. I got a couple of connections that I'm trying to work out right now. But you know what I'm saying? You'll definitely know when I got something coming up, man. You'll be the first one to know that. Well,
where can people look you up at? Where you at? Facebook? Where you on? Twitter?
Facebook,
what you on?
Man, I'm on Facebook. I have a Twitter account. I very seldom use that shit.
What's your Facebook?
Deion Sigma Phi Amos is real easy. Deion Sigma Phi Amos. That's my Facebook,
okay.
And then my what do you call it? Instagram is Big Doc 68.
Okay.
So it's
got
you
it.
Know it's
got
you
it.
Know I'm yep. So I'm easy to find. Come check your boy out, man. Like I say, you know, if I don't know you or if you just add me and you got a picture of you showing your booty, I'm not gonna friend you, nigga. I got a wife. I'm not playing them games. You ain't gonna get me in trouble.
Right. For that matter, weird chicks out there that are hot but weird, stop poking me.
Oh, I'm you still get poked?
Yeah,
I didn't know people still do that.
I didn't know people still. I didn't know what a poke was.
Man,
I don't get poked.
They updated that. You can't do that no more.
I don't want to get poked anymore, man. That's not. That's annoying because
it is.
Because all you can do is poke back.
And what does that mean?
What, do you know what that? What does poke mean?
Mean?
What does it mean when somebody pokes you?
I don't mean, know what
I think it means like, hey, what's up? That's what I hope it means. You know.
I hope so too, because that's stupid.
Yeah.
Because
what's stupid is when your homeboy pokes you.
Oh.
Why are you
just
poking
like,
me?
Hey, yeah. Like, hey, cuz, hold up, nigga. Call me, nigga. Don't poke me, nigga. That's gay.
Yeah. That's not right.
Super, man.
Mm.
Yeah. I just think it's dumb because you poke and you go back and go look at who poked you. All you can do is poke back.
Mm.
You can't send a message that says, hey, stop poking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I would like to be able to say, hey, stop poking. I would also like my live to not be. I would like my live to not be glitchy.
Already, Sharif? Already?
Already,
Creasy? Miss Moore?
Already. You know it.
All right. I got you. Well, I accepted it. I got you.
Thank you. And I'm doing it right now. Thank you. And the baby is so cute. He's so pretty.
Thank you. Yeah,
I love
you. I'm sorry. I really thought the last time when you told me about the baby, I thought that was the grandbaby. I swear
he's
I
so
did.
Pretty,
man.
Jane.
Yeah,
pretty
baby.
Sure.
No, I've seen her.
Oh, you've seen her.
Yeah.
Okay.
As soon as you take one, I see it, man.
Oh, she's so cute.
You should see the two together.
Oh,
it's
my
hilarious.
God. She got the laugh and everything. Look.
Yeah, dude, look at, you see how they look together?
Yes, it's like twins.
Yeah, you see how they, exactly.
Is she going to be tall like that?
I don't, no, you might not.
No, I think she's going to be my wife's height. My wife
okay.
is like 5'2", so I think she's going to take her to my wife with that one.
Her ex is came in on your wife.
Say again?
I said her exes came in on your wife.
yeah.
That, we'll talk about that later. I'm about to break that down to you.
Yeah.
You didn't catch on. Jay did. He ain't got no kids.
No.
That's your wife.
That's your wife. More of her is in that baby than of you. Her chromosomes
Thanks,
are.
Thanks, bro, for breaking that down.
Her chromosomes are much more gangster than you are.
Hey, you know what? I'm okay with that. I would rather my daughter look like my wife than she does look like me. I'm okay with that.
He's so cute.
He is cute and adorable.
Oh, man.
He
is.
Little cat to find your mom. Dude, that's so, I mean, literally.
You just want to kiss her little cheek.
Like, when I see pictures of her and Doc, I say to myself, like, oh, man, if he's this.
Man.
If there was ever a point in time where this motherfucker looks scary, it ain't here.
No. That you look like a little teddy bear on
here. Yeah, right here.
Papa teddy bear and little baby teddy bear.
Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, if you was my boss and you try to talk bad to me, I'll give you that picture. I'm
like, dude,
stop.
For real?
Stop it now.
You better
stop.
Put your gun away. Screenshot.
Man.
I'm telling you. Man, that's our. Actually, we should, you know.
We supposed to be over with
Yeah,
right
we
now.
Supposed to be done.
Oh, man.
They robbed us on it. I mean, the blog talk, and I know you want to say it's my fault, but the blog talk radio.
I want to do it. Jay, show me. Video.
You
got it. Like
you have to practice.
A bit.
You have to practice your English accent.
I do.
You have to say things like and T a lot, over and over again.
Oh, man, I think my brother just showed up.
It is that time for us to go.
Right.
I got to go home and get Chrissy, get fresh. So you can, so you're going to have to work on what you're talking about. You guys can't catch me out there looking funny. All right, brother.
Man.
So,
well,
I'll see you tonight, man.
Thanks, Doc. We appreciate you.
Thank you for your time.
Man, thanks for having me on, man. It was loads of fun, man. I'll see all y'all motherfuckers tonight.
PM out, man.
All right, man.
I'll see you tonight, man.
Deuces.
Later.
Deuces. Oh, she's
all right.
She is very cute.
All right, Pastor Mike fans.
Are we still on? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're still on. No, you can keep on. Don't know. The baby is cute. The baby is adorable.
Mommy, my baby was cute.
All right, y'all. We just got done talking to Doc Dion, the Doc Truth Teller. I'm just giving him all kinds of names, man. That's Dion, Doc the Truth Teller, Amos. Man, one funny dude. You can catch him up at Monday Plays with me on Thursday nights over on Flamingo and Decatur. Like always, show starts at 9. For all you cats who want to get up on the mic, sign up starts at promptly at 8. Come in with your gear ready, your music, your load-ups, all that good stuff, and your jokes ready to go. Tonight, me, Chrissy, the Mrs., Doc, and a ton of other, a host of other people are going to be at Money Plays tonight celebrating me and the wifey's nuptials.
Yes.
So shout out to Doc. Shout out to Stan. Shout out to Pauly. Shout out to Noise Man if he's going to be up in there doing the sound. Shout out to AJ. Shout out to Leroy Chops. Shout out to the whole daily. Shout out to Pharaoh. Shout out to Miss Katrina at the crib listening to us. What's up, sis? It's going to be a hot night tonight. Tonight, Money Plays, 9 o'clock. We're going to be wilding out. Going to see some great acts. A couple of people that we had on here already will be there. Pharaoh, like I said, Jazzy, Fresco will be in the building. Doc will be in the building. I'm going to be in the building. The wife's going to be in the building. Miss Victoria's going to be in the building. Aziz is going to be in the building. There's going to be cheese and crackers in the building. There's going to be beers in the building. Tony, you going to be in the building? Tony might be in the building. The whole inside of the building is going
to
be in the building. Chrissy is going to be in the building for real.
This man is crazy, man. Oh, man.
I had too many snacks. Hey, you know what? Right. I can't. My battery is dying. All right, with that being said, Blog Talk Radio, all right, Blog Talk Radio, the show is over. It was always fun, fantastic time to have you guys in the house with us. Glad you're here, glad you're there, we're here. Chrissy, you got any shout-outs?
Shout-out to myself. It cancer rule right now. My birthday, July 4th. Shout-out to me. Happy birthday. My cousin Kim, it's her birthday today. Shout-out to you. Go Cavs, 216. You guys did that. I know, Jay. I know you weren't here. But he right here for the rest of the year. Man, we did this. Look, I talked to my cousin about a shirt, mm-hmm. and that dude was, I'm like, what's wrong? Is he still going to help me?
Wow.
Dude crying. I just had to shout out to you, cuz, for crying.
It's a crime.
It's historical moment. Cry.
There's been a message sitting on the board for a minute. I've been needed to address this. Shout out to Pfizer, by the way. They finally dropped their prices on the Viagra down from $37 a pill to $14 a pill. So now everybody can get it. I think that's an awesome thing. So if you have a problem with your schmiggity not working. Pfizer's brought that price down for you. You don't even need no coupon. You ain't got to go to Mexico. Just go to your local store. Actually, you know what? A prescription.
No.
Just go there and give somebody $14 and they pop you a pill. You pop that pill and you go in.
Don't have your heart attack. You know what they get from the bar and stuff.
Giggity, giggity.
I shouldn't have said that, huh?
About Lamar Odom?
Yeah.
Dude.
Popping all that stuff.
Dude,
you know?
Look, I'm going to end it with this here. Look, LeBron James looking around, seeing what his life is looking like.
So
man, he's commit suicide.
216, baby, in the house.
Oh. That's it, LeBron James?
Look,
see, stop saying Cavs. You're ruining my story over there.
That's you.
Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom is my dude. And I hope you can hear me, Lamar. Your life is in danger.
That Viagra is on sale, though.
Viagra is on sale, though. The side effects.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was hard.
And Lamar, look, I have to do my purpose, my civic duty, let you know that. So while you guys are out there running around, running the fuck wild, going to buy Viagra up, because it's now $14 a pill now, keep in mind, that the side effects are the same. You still can get warmth or redness in the face or neck or chest, stuffy nose, headache, stomach pain, nausea, diarrhea, and inability to differentiate between the colors green and blue, loss of hearing, ringing in the ears, dizziness, and other potential side effects.
STDs, too.
Mm. Yeah, because when you keep it hard, you do it more. Yeah. I'm going to give me some.
You said something green?
Mm-hmm. But no. You can't why did I use this word?
Differentiate
between the colors green and blue. That right there alone makes me not want to get it.
A mixture.
Hell with the rest of the stuff. I can't tell the difference between red and blue. I mean, green and blue now. Green and blue. With my dick hard all day.
Your dick hard all day, though.
With that being said, Pastor Mike would like to thank Blog Talk Radio for coming back into play for us so that we can keep our show. You got to practice.
Oh, radio. I can't do it like you.
Well, that's because I've been practicing an English accent for years upon years of my life. Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, maybe.
Don't even have it. Now, but you just got to, all right. This is what I do all day. All right, y'all. Pastor Mike, out.